Delighted that you could join us here today. I'm Mark Bayshore. The city of Flint is fighting for its survival. It is contending with lead-contaminated water that sickened a number of residents and generated legal action. Flint has seen steady population decline for decades, which erodes tax revenues and support services. And though the city is no longer under the direction of an emergency manager, it's still under state oversight. Into this landscape, enter Karen Williams Weaver. Flint's first female mayor was sworn into office on November 9th. She's working with an array of local, state, and federal officials to restore safe drinking water. And in the coming days, she plans to unveil a strategy for her first 100 days in office. I spoke with Mayor Weaver yesterday and first asked her about the ongoing water crisis and what she believes must happen to resolve it.
One of the things I want to look at is having Flint declared a disaster area. That's what we have to have happen, because that's how we're going to be able to get the finances, the funds that we need to fix this problem. Because if you look at it, it's a public health crisis and it's an infrastructure crisis for us. So we've got to address those two things, but we've really got to do something to ensure the safety of the public. That's top of the list.
Is your call to issue a disaster area designation, is that falling on deaf ears, or are you getting the attention of state officials? Or
well, you know what, and that's what, because I know I'm not the one to make the call, and so I am, got to work with State Senator Ananick and the state representatives Neely and Phelps and have Congressman Kildee. We've all got to be on the same page and at the table so we can, we need to push the governor to do this, because that's where the call comes from. It's from the governor's office. And so we've been in conversation. So that's what, that's what I would love to have happen, because like I said, we need more money than the city has. It's more money than the state has, and we need some federal assistance.
People in Flint are now looking to you for leadership on this front. How are you communicating with your constituents about the water situation? What's that dialogue like?
One of the things that I've been doing, I have been on TV and on radio programs talking, but one of the things I committed to do, and the first one will start next month, is monthly town hall meetings. For the first year, I said, I've got to have monthly town hall meetings, because I want to be able to communicate with them directly and let them hear what it is we're doing, how we're doing it, and get feedback from them. So we do have one that will be taking place in December. And like I said, that will be monthly. There's also something I've been, with, like I said, Channel 5 does something every week that's called Ask the Mayor, where we can get information out there. I'll be also working with the newspaper and MLive. So we're doing things to get the message out. And also, when we have some of the meetings, the task force meetings, those are open meetings to the public. So we're trying, whatever we have to do to get the word out is what we'll do.
This is a pretty significant challenge, as I think everyone would agree. Do you feel like you have to prove yourself to the people who voted for you here? Do you feel like maybe you've got a honeymoon period here right now, but you've got to make some things happen in pretty short order?
Well, I guess there's always a honeymoon period, but not when you have the water crisis that we have.
Precisely.
So some things do need to happen, and some things need to happen quickly. And so that's why I said, we need to at least get started with these meetings and let people know what's going on, because that was the issue, was even though we were in this crisis, people felt like information wasn't being shared with them or misinformation was being shared. And one of the things that I told them was, whether it was good news or bad news, I'm going to share the information, because the citizens of the community deserve to know what's going on, good, bad, or indifferent. They deserve to know. And so that's one of the things that I will be starting immediately, because we've experienced broken trust. And so we've got to build the trust back up, build the trust of the community back up. And so that's why I'm really looking forward to these meetings and these different things we're putting in place, so the public can be informed. So we're starting there. We're also going to be doing a search for a director of our DPW, our Department of Public Works, because, we've made some changes there. So we've got to get somebody in that is really, really able to meet those qualifications and do the job that needs to be done.
We're talking with the new mayor of Flint, Dr. Karen Williams-Weaver. She's a licensed clinical psychologist by trade, but now she is the first female mayor in Flint's history. She took office back on November 9th. About 2 weeks ago, several Flint families filed a federal lawsuit. It accuses 14 officials of causing a host of health problems. They say they contracted after the city switched to Flint River water, and the suit says that these officials, which include former emergency manager Darnell Early, did this to cut costs and failed to do anything to treat the water. I want to get your response to the lawsuit. Do you feel it's justified, and do you hope that the lawsuit is successful?
Well, you know, I can't talk about the lawsuit. I'm not surprised that it has happened, though. You know, that was one of the things that we knew, even while I was campaigning, we knew that lawsuits would be coming, you know, as a result of this. So really, what I have to do is see what we, and not with, I'm not speaking to this particular lawsuit. We had one that was filed as far as the water rates and some things that needed to have happened that people said, well, if this goes through, the city will be bankrupt. And so what I need to do is really sit down and work with the attorney and see what we can negotiate that's in the best interest of the city, because we know that the people are owed something, and we know we don't want to bankrupt the city as well. And so really, it's time for us to sit and negotiate and see what we can do that's in the best interest of everybody here, because we do have to protect the public, but we also have to protect the city. So I think it's time for us to come to the table and see what we can work out.
Talk to us about how you're utilizing any local resources in Flint. I mean, I know the Mott Foundation, based in Flint, has contributed $4 million to reconnect the city with the Karagandy mm-hmm. Water Authority.
There are a lot of ways. That's true, and there are a lot of ways. Because one of the things, and I'm glad you said that, because we've got some really great resources here in the city of Flint, especially when you look at the colleges and universities and the hospitals. You see how they came together to really get this going, to help us get back to Detroit water, when the medical community spoke up. And that was a partnership. That was with Hurley Hospital, the health department, Hamilton Health, Mott Children's Health Center, and the Health Coalition. And so they were able to leverage all those resources and say, look, we need to go back to Detroit water. We also have Kettering University, U of M Flint, Mott Community College. We have some of the, even though I'm a Spartan, go green, but we've got some of the best universities here, and they can help us as well as far as when we're looking at how do we do testing. We've got engineers over at Kettering University that can be helpful to us. So we're looking at what are all of the resources we have in the city of Flint, and we know we don't have all of them, but we can bring some parts to the table to help us look at what are we doing, how are we going to move forward, and they can be part of that. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited about that. And they're at the table, and we're talking about what are some things you all can do to help us, even if it's with right now what I said is a Band-Aid fix with the filters. We have some people that don't know how to put them on. We have some people where they need a different ones. They can't get out. So can we have even students help us go to these people's houses, help these seniors get them on their, you know, faucets so they work? If they're homebound, okay, we need X number delivered. But we, you know, we're looking at what can we do to be helpful to everybody that's here, and what can we do ourselves.
We're talking with Flint Mayor Karen Weaver. You've said that reestablishing home rule for the city is a key priority for your administration. What will it take to achieve that?
Well, I'm hoping I'm in conversation with the state about that, because that's what we want to have happen. That's what we should have happen. Right now, you know, we're in violation of the charter, and our charter is a strong mayor form of government.
Well, the city is no longer under the daily control of an emergency manager, but I understand you still have in place what's called the RTAB, the Receivership Transition
exactly.
Advisory Board. What's your relationship like with that board? What is their responsibility?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've told everybody, and it hasn't changed, is, I want a relationship with them. I've only been here 2 weeks, so it's not like I have, you know, everything has happened yet. But one of the things we have to do is look at what's best for the city and try to move things forward. And I would hope that we have goals bigger than ourselves that we can say, yes, here are the things that need to be in place. Here are the things that we have to do. because the people spoke out loud and clear. They're looking for change. They don't want just a new face with the same old thing, because that's not change. The people need to be listened to. So I hope that came through loud and clearly, and we'll find out.
You hear a lot about unfunded liabilities that confront a lot of cities, quite a few of them here in Michigan. Talk to us about the numbers there. What is Flint's fiscal condition right now? What are you facing in terms of unfunded liabilities in the future?
Well, you know, it depends on what happens. And that's why I was saying we've got to sit down at the table and negotiate some of these issues with lawsuits, because we want to be fiscally responsible. We've got to do some things. We don't want to go back into receivership. So it's time for us to come to the table and say, okay, what can we do that's in the best interest of everybody? So because that helps keep us as far as local control. We've got to do these things. But if these lawsuits aren't worked out in a way that makes sense, that could be a problem for Flint, and we know that, and we don't want that to happen. And so one of the things I want to do is be proactive and sit down with the attorney and say, okay, let's start negotiating right now. What can we do? Because that could be a problem. You're absolutely right.
We've all seen Detroit emerge from bankruptcy, and there is hope for the city of Detroit that just was nowhere to be found a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get on that upward trajectory, short of declaring bankruptcy? Nobody wants to declare bankruptcy, but, I mean, the people do say Detroit was able to turn around because they declared bankruptcy.
And I believe that Flint can as well. I believe Flint can as well, but we have to be able to take care of ourselves, and we need to have control so we can make some of the decisions. When other people are making decisions for you, that's very difficult. So I think that's some of what needs to happen. Like I said, we've got to negotiate some things, but I think we can do it, just like Detroit has been able to do it. I think Flint can do it as well. And I had to think it, or I wouldn't have, you know, run for this office,
mm-hmm.
because I believe it can happen.
Flint has seen enormous population loss, really spanning several decades.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your thoughts in terms of retaining citizens and businesses that you still have?
And that's what we have to do. There's some housekeeping we have to do here in the city, and one is addressing the water issue, because that will make people leave. We've got to address our public safety issue. So there's we've got to do some neighborhood rehabilitation, stabilization, because and we've got to be more small business friendly. There's some things that we can put in place, because we need to keep who's here, and we want to attract other people to come here. But there's some things that we can do that we have to do to show that we can take care of our own house, and I think that will help, because you know when you take care of those things, when people start seeing that we've put some things in place. It helps our schools, too. And one of the things that's nice is that Ruth Mott just made a huge commitment to the north side of Flint to help as far as putting some public safety, addressing some of those issues, giving money for community policing, and for us to be able to do some things on that side, because the north side and the east side of Flint are two of the most neglected areas in the city. And so having Ruth Mott come in and help with that gives us some leverage that maybe we can get some other players to come to the table and help us with that as well. So we do have some, you know, that's one of the good things going on in Flint. We do have some other things. I believe we need to promote ourselves better, because if you're looking to start businesses here, you know, if we take care of those things I talked about, we have, you know, if you need shipping or freight, we've got Bishop Airport. We've got two major railways. We've got the expressways. We've got the hospitals, the universities. We've got a lot of industrial land available. So we have some things to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was saying, if we can take care of some of those other housekeeping issues, that's only going to help us. And that, you know, and I'm hoping that will help us stop this spiraling down, because we need to keep people here and we need to bring new people here.
We have been talking with Flint Mayor, Dr. Karen Williams-Weaver. She is the first female mayor in the city's history. Dr. Weaver, best of luck. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.